Show us a sign, or show me a sign. We have this experience of wanting to be affirmed in what we think we must do. That's why we ask for external sign, because that is the meaning of a sign. It is something that we can see. It is an external. But Jesus, in our gospel for today, responds to the Pharisees asking, why does this generation seek a sign? Understanding it, then we look at that we are in chapter 8 of the Gospel of Mark, and we have heard already a lot of mighty works of Jesus: healing, driving out demons, allowing the blind to see and the deaf to hear. But still the Pharisees wanting, demanding for a sign. My dear brothers and sisters, this way of approaching God and approaching Jesus is also a sign that we still lack faith, because we say we do not live, we no longer live by sight, but we live by faith. And so it is good that Monday is also our devotion to the Holy Spirit, because rather than looking outside for an external sign, we are invited to look inside, to look at the happenings, the events in our lives, and see the working of God in us. And they are sure signs of God's presence. And I would say we will find it difficult, primarily because we are attuned to something external, to something material. We have this experience in the relationship. Malapit na mag-Valentine's Day. And so, what do we expect? External signs of love. Flowers, kung ano man, because that is a sign that you love me. But that is that the measure of love? And so it happens even in our families, children. That's why we ask more from our parents. Do you really love me? Why can't you give me this? Give me that? We look for signs. But in reality, love is always there. Love is given to us every day. Our parents, our loved ones are trying their best to show this love to us. Only that we are blinded. And so, coming to this Mass is an invitation of the Holy Spirit, allowing us now to encounter Jesus in His Word and in the Eucharist. And I hope that when we look at Jesus, we will no longer look for other signs, but be satisfied of His love for us. And also, my dear brothers and sisters, this understanding and attitude towards Jesus and God helps us understand our first reading. Comes from the letter of St. James, saying, consider it all. all joy. Brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, is it contradictory? All joy and trials. Yes. If you look at it, it is contradicting. But in the eyes of faith, now that we have encountered Jesus, now that we are aware of the working of the Holy Spirit in us, then we look at trials anew. We look at trials and we see that my God is bigger than my problems. That God knows the bigger picture of what I am going through. And that God will always be there as He is always with me. And so it becomes now our own encounter of difficulty so that we can also learn to love as Jesus loved us. And so we pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit so that we will recognize, appreciate God's love in our lives. And appreciating it, then we will be able to share it to others, especially to our families. Amen. Please rise.